You are tuning in to the English Bulletin of Guntur Radio and Television Station. This morning, Guntur City organized a conference to study, grasp, disseminate, and implement Resolution No. 06 and QTW of the Politburo on planning, construction, management, and sustainable development of urban areas in Vietnam to 2030, with a vision to 2045, and all the resolutions, projects, and programs of Guntur Municipal Party Committee, both online and in person. In one day time, the rapporteurs presented contents related to Resolution No. 06 of the Politburo on planning, construction, management, and sustainable development of urban areas in Vietnam to 2030 with a vision to 2045. Plan No. 77 of the Standing Board of the Municipal Party Committee on organizing the study and following of Ho Chi Minh's ideology, morality, and style in the whole term in 2022, called Studying and Following Ho Chi Minh's Ideology, Morality, and Style on enhancing the sense of responsibility, dynamism, creativity, striving to successfully perform the test in 2022, along with 7 resolutions, 6 programs, 5 projects of the Municipal Party Committee to materialize the resolution of the 14th Congress of Guntur Municipal Party Committee. In the same morning, the Department of Crop Production of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development organized a meeting to disseminate the technical procedures to lower the cost and enhance the efficiency of rice production in the Mekong Delta region. The aim of disseminating this technical procedure is to help farmers cut production costs and enhance their efficiency in all aspects. Accordingly, the phases like land and soil preparations, seed preparation, fertilizing, water resource management, pest management, harvesting, and post-harvest management will be the foundation and will be applied for collectives and individuals engaging in rice production in Mekong Delta cities and provinces. On April 26, Guntur Farmer Unions opened a training class on union work expertise in 2022 for nearly 100 union members. In 3 days, the members researched content related to organizing collective economy, cooperation clubs, cooperatives, brand building for agricultural products, eco-friendly farming, the mobilization and management of fees, funds, capital, and loan management expertise, health and social insurance mobilization, as well as disseminating Resolution No. 45 of the National Assembly on piloting some special policies to develop Guntur City. In other news, Chairman of Guntur City People's Committee Chung Vik Chung has just had an official dispatch requesting the Agriculture and Rural Development Department to chair and coordinate with concerned units to organize activities in response to the National Week of Clean Water and Sanitation in 2022, launched by the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, ensuring the practicality, the effectiveness in conformity with COVID-19 prevention and control regulations and instructions of the Health Ministry. The launching ceremony and the responding activities will take place from April 29 to May 6 and May last to World Environment Day on June 5, 2022, and be integrated with major local events on the holiday. The April 30th and May 1st holidays this year will last for 4 days from April 30th to May 3rd. Travel activities of people are expected to surge on this occasion. The transport sector of Guntur City will strengthen solutions to ensure traffic safety in order to facilitate people's travel activities. Accordingly, the Transport Department of Guntur City asked the bus station to proactively build plans and solutions to arrange and moderate vehicles arriving and departing, avoiding congestions at the stations and unauthorized fare increase, and not letting vehicles that do not meet technical and safety standards leave the station. Within the COVID-19 vaccination campaign for children aged 5 to under 12, the districts in Guntur City started vaccinating children who are students of primary schools in the city. Students in the grades of 4 and 5 are vaccinated first at primary school in the city. The children have undergone the screening test to ensure eligibility and were registered through vaccination forms jointly organized by the health stations and their schools. In 2 days of vaccination, nearly 2,000 children aged 9 to 10 received the first shot of Moderna vaccine. According to statistics from the City Disease Control Center, from April 21st to now, the city has vaccinated nearly 15,000 children against COVID-19. Cases of severe reaction after vaccine injection has not been recorded. And that's it for this edition of the English Bulletin. To listen to our news program again, please go online and log on to our website at guntotv.vn. And now, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Have a good night.